This is Matt Wells at UN News. Progress towards more than half of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, is being made thanks in part to a fleet of miniaturised satellites that have been launched into space, according to the founders of a company which takes a daily snapshot of the Earth's surface. Robbie Shingler, co-founder of the company Planet, told UN News at this week's UN Outer Space Affairs, or UNUSA, Unispace 50 Symposium in Vienna that his company can help reach at least 12 of the 2030 SDGs with its imaging technology. The daily snapshots can help governments and businesses better manage their resources, including in sectors such as farming, water supply and urban planning. Sitting down with co-founder Will Marshall, Mr. Shingler told Vibhu Mishra why they'd come to the Unispace Forum.
The co-founders of Planet, we met through the Unispace 3 and the follow-on conferences to that back in 1999, so almost 19 years ago. And after that, we ended up working at NASA for many years, learning and training how to build spacecraft in many ways. But we were always inspired by the objective that Unispace 3 set out, which was about how do we use satellites and space to help humanity? How do we help people on the ground with space technology, whether that's communication technology or Earth imaging technology or GPS technology, any technologies that use space to help people on the ground? So that inspired us when we were thinking about what we could do after NASA. We were thinking, okay, maybe we could have much more up-to-date satellite imagery. Satellite imagery you find online is typically quite old, like many years old. And if we could have a snapshot every day, we could help a lot of the global goals, so the Sustainable Development Goals. And so we thought there would be this way in which we could use our skills as space entrepreneurs, if you like, to help a wide set of challenges around the world.
Why do you think it is important to have this very broad partnership with this wide range of stakeholders when it comes to having application of technology of space?
Well, I think, firstly, the benefits of space technology are necessarily global, right? I mean, our satellite fleet goes over the whole world. It doesn't stop in different countries. It's not purpose for one country or one ocean or one area of the Earth. They're completely global. And the benefits are wide-ranging. It can't help with everything, but it can help with a lot of different things, whether that's food security, water security, stopping deforestation, stopping illegal fishing. There's so many different ones of the global goals that we could help. That, of course, encompasses people from a wide range of organizations, from NGOs and local governments to federal governments to companies to academia. And so the data is relevant to a lot of people. And so we try and get it to all the people that could make use of that.
Mr. Shingler, most of the satellites in orbit right now are the ones that are sent up by the developed countries. What is Planet doing to bring these benefits to people in the developing world?
So our satellites are Earth observation spacecraft. And they, like Will was saying, they're taking picture of everywhere, every single day. And that means from sub-Saharan Africa to agricultural farms in Canada. And so what we do at Planet, by capturing all this imagery, is we create special programs that then allow for the information and the insights that are derived from that imagery to be most useful for those who need it the most. So we have a program around disaster response. We have a program for nonprofits and academic organizations that allow for people to apply to get access to the content and the services on top of it so that they can then do their research or publish a paper or gain the insight that they have from it. And that allows for us to make sure that those who need this data the most and these tools can get access to it while we still have a financial model. So us as a company, we're a mission-driven company. We want to responsibly enable a transparent planet, and that means for all sectors of society. And by wrapping a business model around it, it means that we will be around for 20 or 30 years so we can then see change over decades and really understand the dynamics of the planet. And it's not just to see change, it's to put the technology around that data to allow for us to make better decisions and understand when something's about to happen so that we can avoid catastrophic activities. And so this is a really exciting time, actually, because not only has space now been the barriers to entry decreased for a startup company like us to do something extraordinary in space so that can inspire other nations and universities around the world, But it's the applications that's the whole reason why we go to space, is for the information that we receive from it. And those applications are global.
So when you talk about global applications of space technology, the one global goal that's pushing the whole planet forward is the Sustainable Development Goals, which has been agreed by all 193 member states. How do you think can space applications help take these goals further towards their implementation?
Well, we've taken a look at all 17 of the goals and the indicators underneath them, right? And if you can't measure these indicators, you can't really see what the progress is that you're making against them. In order for us to have a chance of reaching the 2030 goals, we need to come up with a measuring, reporting, and verification system against these. And we've done a systematic assessment of all 17 of the goals, and we do believe about 12 of them our community, the Earth observation community, can substantially help with. And with Planet's daily data, we believe that we can have about half of the indicators can have a direct contribution to coming up with a measuring, reporting, and verification system. So this is something that is super exciting for the entire global community, is how can small businesses and companies help us as a global society achieve these goals? Because we're going to need it. We need governments to play their role. We need academic organizations to play their role. We also need this new breed of companies, purpose-driven companies that have a mission at the core of them, like Planet, in order to be part of the community, in order to allow for us to make progress against these challenges that we have.
Mr. Marshall, where does Planet go from here?
Well, we're extremely excited to have got to this point of imaging the whole Earth every day. The next major thing is that whilst we continue to upgrade the sensors in orbit with better resolution, more spectral bands, more temporal resolution, the biggest project we have going on is really to do with adding analytical capabilities using machine learning and artificial intelligence to process the data to make it more accessible for more people. So traditionally, satellite imagery has only been you would have to have a team of satellite experts to understand what the imagery meant. But increasingly, computer algorithms can be used to find what you want out of the imagery. And then people without satellite expertise can ask questions and get the answers they need. So for example, and in particular, what we are doing is basically in each picture, if we can get an algorithm like the algorithms that find cats and dogs on pictures that Google has put together, we can now do a similar thing in our images and say, this is a road, and this is a building, and this is a ship, and this is a plane, and this is a train, and this is a tree, and this is a field. And if we can do that for all of the millions of images we get down every single day, then in essence, we are creating a database of all the objects around the planet versus time. And then that database is queryable. So then people could say, hey, how many houses are there in Austria? Give me a plot of that versus time. Or what are the levels of all the reservoirs in South Africa? And give me a plot of that versus time. And, you know, that would help people to, if you like, access that data. It's not just those sort of government or humanitarian use cases. It's all the commercial use cases. Imagine how hedge fund managers could use this to predict crop yield and then bet on markets, or how people in insurance could look, instead of having to send a person out as there being a flood in a house, they can just look at our image. But again, they don't want just the images, they want analytical information. And so we're adding these analytical layers in order to make it more accessible to more users, both humanitarian and commercial.
And then also, like, these have a clear direct implication for development when you're talking about crop yields,
mm-hmm.
increasing crop yields. Before we conclude, Mr. Shingler, many applications of space technology seemed like science fiction just a few years ago. What is the one big breakthrough you think is going to come that's going to wow everybody?
I think Will mentioned it. The big breakthrough is really around extracting the insights out of this data. And just exactly what you're saying, when you get to spatial information feeds, just this index of agricultural yield for any smallholder farmer, then they can get a text message essentially saying that it's the right time to cultivate their crop. And it's also when you get to a point that parametric modeling for insurance, we could actually bring a lot of these societal innovations, not necessarily technological innovations, but societal innovations to allow for us to better manage the Earth as a resource and bring a lot more people into the global economy. So I think that that's actually the immediate breakthrough that's going to happen is space will be, humans will be touched a lot more by space. With access to these information feeds that are associated with it. And when you combine that also with additional telecommunication constellations that are going up into space, allowing for us to connect the last mile, when you have near real-time information and you have global connectivity, then that's when we are all, as citizens of planet Earth, going to be able to have better understanding of what's happening globally. And it's everyone's backyard, and we need to take care of that together.